The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including a new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Here we go again with another activist judge overruling the state legislature and the will of the people to help the purveyors of pornography and violence. It's no wonder that the suffocating vulgarity of our current culture is due to the fact that the judges are repeatedly siding with the porn and violence industries. Again and again, the judges strike down federal and state laws that attempt to maintain some standards of decency and keep porn and violence away from children. A few weeks ago, a Clinton-appointed federal judge struck down Washington State's ban on selling violent video games to minors. The state law sought to prevent minors from buying or renting games that portray realistic or photographic-like depictions of aggressive conflict in which the players kill or injure law enforcement officers. The law included a provision to fine retailers $500 for violations. U.S. District Judge Robert Lasnik wrote that the law would have a chilling effect on free speech. He wrapped the violent videos in the First Amendment, saying that depictions of violence convey important social messages. It looks like the important social message that this judge protects is that teenagers have the right to kill policemen. My new book, The Supremacists, describes how the federal courts have been quarterbacking for the pornography peddlers ever since the Earl Warren Court's decisions in the 1960s. This book will help citizens to understand why the vulgarity and indecency of our current culture is due largely to the activist judges. They repeatedly strike down legislative attempts to maintain standards of decency. We call them supremacist judges because they advocate the supremacy of judges over other branches of government and over the wishes of the American people. Are we going to submit to the rule of a handful of judges? We should encourage Congress to use its constitutional power to curb the imperial judiciary.
Judges have no constitutional authority to write new laws, yet power-grabbing judges have created new rights to same-sex marriage, partial birth abortion, and pornography. For more about these attacks on our culture and a new book by Phyllis Schlafly called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says enough research will tend to support your theory. Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I must bring our listeners up to date on some stories that we have run in the weeks past. But if you are a regular listener, you remember about the Walmart cat killing story. For those of you who are not regular listeners, let me give you a quick rundown on what happened at Walmart back in early January, early this month. But there was they were using, and this was in Indianapolis, Indiana, if I remember right, Evansville. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. It was in Evansville, Indiana, that these the Walmart store there had a trailer sitting behind it. It was a storage trailer, and there was a cat in the trailer, and they could not get the cat out of the trailer. So they had spent some time trying to do this, and finally the manager told these two gentlemen, and their names were Christopher Anderson and Jeffrey Harden. He said, well, just go get a gun and shoot it. So they take a pellet gun out there, and they killed them the cat, all right? Now, someone saw this and turned them over to the authorities, and they were first charged. Get this. They were first charged with felony animal cruelty for killing a cat. They got fired, but the at their hearing, and the hearing, if I remember right, was January the 4th, at the hearing, the charges were dropped from a felony to a misdemeanor. I mean, we couldn't believe that even that any kind of a judge could call that a felony. Well, anyway, it got dropped to a misdemeanor. In the meantime, they're fired, and Walmart has said, oh, this was sickening to them, that that it was a terrible thing that these people did this, and everybody that's involved now, no longer works for Walmart. Walmart, in the meantime, condemned the shooting and pledged to donate $10,000, which will be split between pet groups in Vandenberg County and neighboring Warwick County. The company also plans to donate another $10,000, split between the Vandenberg County and Warwick County Humane Societies.
You ever see Walmart give up money so easy before?
They think more dead cats than they do their workers, that's for sure. Have you noticed how many Walmart ads are now being run? I mean, they have these people saying, oh, you know what a great place Walmart is to work and all this sort of thing. But if it is so great, how come so many people are suing them because of, you know, anyway. But let's go back to the cat shooting thing. Here's what their attorney says. Now, they have not, to my knowledge, have not been to court yet. So I don't know. I can't believe that a judge would even take this case. I mean, but here's what their attorney is saying, and he's done a little research, no doubt, on Indiana law. He said the Walmart employees did not break state law when they shot and killed a cat on store property. His name is Michael Keating. He said, Indiana law allows people to kill stray animals on their property. Had they taken a shotgun and blown it into itty-bitty pieces, no crime would have been committed there either. You can shoot a stray animal on your property. That's been the law in Indiana since the time of the formation of the state. Anderson told investigators that he shot the cat with a pellet gun after the manager ordered employees to get rid of the animal. Now, we've already said that. And then, of course, Walmart's going to donate $20,000 to the animal welfare groups. And you know what they're going to do with a stray cat? They're going to kill it. Hey, the Humane Society kills more cats every year than you can imagine. I don't have the figures here with me, but I'm sure we could get on a website somewhere and find it because, hey, people aren't going to adopt all those stray cats. And a lot of cats end up in the Humane Society, and now they got $20,000 more that they can use to kill the kitty cats. Okay. Tomorrow is Wednesday, the next day is Thursday, and for whatever it's worth, it's going to be okay to pray on Thursday. You know, Michael Newdow didn't want any prayers to be said at the inaugural ceremonies when President Bush takes office. But he sued over this thing, and a Washington, D.C. court rejected the request of the atheist to halt prayers offered at the presidential inauguration. In papers filed with the court, Mr. Newdow claimed that he would be harmed by exposure to prayer. He also asserted that he suffers injury because the inaugural prayer makes him feel like an outsider. Well, the judge is John D. Bates. And he finds that courts generally have been reluctant to grant standing in cases where the plaintiff alleges nothing more than hurt feelings or disagreement with the action. So it's going to be okay. Our president will be allowed to pray or have someone pray there, and he will be allowed to place his hand on the open Bible when he swears to uphold the Constitution of the United States, which he hasn't done for the last 4 years. But that'll be all right. Maybe he has seen the light. Anyhow, let's hope so. In the meantime, Ann Veneman is resigned, of course, from the Secretary of Agriculture's position, and she is now going, and this surprised me. You know, these secretaries of agriculture, these ex-secretaries of agriculture, always get good jobs, usually with the agricultural industry. Well, she is not going. I thought, sure enough, IBP would have her on the payroll for a multi-million dollar contract, but they didn't. She's going to go to the United Nations, and she will be in charge of UNICEF. UNICEF is the United Nations, has to do with children and this sort of thing. I can't remember, education and children's educational something. I don't know, but anyway, that's what she's going to be doing. And I don't know who will be, I don't know how IBP is going to get along with the new Secretary of Agriculture. We'll talk about that right after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
We have returned. As I just mentioned, Ann Veneman is going to work now for the United Nations. She'll be heading up UNICEF. And we now have a new Secretary of Agriculture. Interesting enough, just to see how these multinational corporations operate, we have a $92 fat cattle market. Now, that sounds good. And it is better than it has been. It's a lot better than $62 fat cattle, and that's where we were, I don't remember, I'd have to look on the calendars, but a year or two ago, we had $62 fat cattle. Now they're up $30 a hundred. But the cattle were losing $100, $150 a head when we were selling them for $62, and they're making a little bit of money today. Corn is cheap, cattle are doing better. $92 still is not in line with what the meat sells for at the supermarket. In other words, the prices are jacked up well above where they should be under normal conditions. Back, let's go back through history up until IBP and Tyson took over the meat industry. And now, of course, it's not. We got to throw Smithfield in there too, because they're big and they've got the pork thing under their thumb and in getting into the cattle business. But anyhow, on January the 6th. Tyson's Foods announced it was temporarily suspending operations at four beef processing plants, three in Iowa, one in Nebraska. Now, these dates mean something, so pay attention to this. That, of course, Nebraska is where Mike Johannes is coming from, and he's going to be the new Secretary of Agriculture. And in Iowa, Tom Harkin is the Senate Agriculture Committee, and Charles Grassley is chairman of the Senate Financing Committee. And he handles trade issues. So you see where they're closing their plants. Okay, let's move on. The announcement also comes at the same time that the Senate Agriculture Committee is holding a confirmation hearing for Johannes. Okay, get the picture? The topics of the hearing, Japan's ban on U.S. beef. And are we going to reopen the U.S.-Canadian border? Well, Tyson can't wait to get the Canadian border opening. They're paying $92 for fats at the present time. Now, the writer of this article, and it comes from the Register, the Des Moines Register, they go on to say that, and these people buy into this. Why they'll write this junk? Because, you know, they interviewed a Tyson person, and that's what they said. Tyson, among other packers, has been struggling to get enough cattle for its plants because the Canadian border has been closed. Now, I can tell them how they can get cattle without struggling. All they have to do is just bid up a buck and a half, a hundred, and they can get all the cattle they can kill from now till doomsday. But they don't want to do that. They'd rather keep this price down. Now, in the meantime, the next day, January the 7th, President Bush's committee, his inaugural committee, said that Tyson donated $100,000 to help pay for the inaugural festivities. Bush says he is standing by his plans to reopen the barter on March the 7th. Did that 100 grand have anything to do with that? Oh, I wouldn't think so. But let's take a break anyhow. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned. One never knows who's going to call this program. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. We've had calls from Germany. We've had calls from Ireland. And today we have with us from France, Daryl. Hi, Daryl, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry. It's I'm actually calling to thank you. In fact, on the RBN network, which you are broadcast all over the world, I'm the show that follows yours. And so I wanted to thank you very much for warming up my crowd for me and let you know that I grew up in a small town in Massachusetts, and over my town hall there was a sign that said, "If it makes common sense to the common man," and that was the sign above the selectman's door.
Hey, there's not too many men more common than I am, so.
Well, it was interesting. You know, I figured it out. They've moved that whole sentiment to "if it makes no sense to any man," and that seems to be the way they pass laws today. But you know, the RBN network has had you on there for a long time, and I'm the newest addition. Actually, I'm the baby in the bunch over here, and I've been in France here for some time, and I'm giving the American people a little different perspective on what's happening in the world.
Well, tell me what's happening in the world. You know, we hear a lot about France. You're a U.S. citizen, I guess.
I sure am.
Sure, yeah. And you're over there. How do the French look at Americans?
Well, you know, they're disappointed that we don't see through the things that have been going on. They feel like the American people have been bamboozled, and they don't understand why it's so plain to everybody else, but not to the Americans. And they're kind of dumbstruck that no one else can see that, and as well as myself. But they get a different news over here, I guess. Not everybody's listening to the RBN network and Derry Brownfield show. So what's going on in America is not always clear to the rest of America.
Now, when you broadcast in France, do you speak French?
I speak French, in fact, but we're broadcast all over the world with the Republic Broadcast Network.
Okay, so you're not just broadcasting to the French, then?
No, actually, everybody in the world can get us on internet, just like they can get you. And I listen to you on the internet, and I remember the first time I heard you, I said, "This is just wonderful," because you know, over here, I don't hear English spoken too much. In fact, almost never. It was a welcome thing, but I mean, I'm just a guy who wants my country back, and I'm trying to figure out ways of informing people about what's happening, just like you're doing.
Dave. Why are you doing it from France? What are you doing over there?
I'm actually retired. My wife's French. And,
oh, I see.
And she's I married this gal a long time ago, and she's French, and I love her. So you know, that kind of goes with the territory, I think.
Okay.
But it was just a call to let you know that I'm very grateful for your show, and I do follow you on RBN, and you know, you do a great job. I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you very much. You're very kind, and keep listening.
Thank you, sir.
Not everybody thinks I'm a great guy. I get emails and letters and stuff, and here's this. This comes from Krusty. Krusty Curmudgeon, dated December the 30th. Now I've heard everything. Wonder why we just got it today. Where'd you get this?
Oh, I'm just surfing around.
You looked up Derry Brownfield, didn't you?
Right. I was looking for something else and came across that.
Yeah.
From time to time, I'll just put your name into a search engine and see what I come up with. It's kind of fun. And you would be surprised at the thousands of times your name is on the internet out there.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Anything good? Because you just give me the bad stuff.
Well, you know, I got to keep you humble there.
Hey, I'm humble. My wife and my banker are capable of doing that. Anyway, I've been listening. This is what this guy says. I've been listening to late night shortwave radio since 1992. Would he get me on late night? Maybe they replay us somewhere. And I've heard every wacko in the phone book, from Tex Mars to Brother Stair and the Uber wacko, the late William Cooper, and he goes on. In other conspiracy news, I have a new candidate for the stupidest conspiracy theory ever. This week, and he spelled my name right, this week, Derry Brownfield insinuated that the U.S. government was smuggling mountain lions into Idaho and other western states. Now, you know, I don't ever remember saying that they were smuggling mountain lions into Idaho and western states.
I don't remember you saying that either.
No.
The traffic would be going the other way.
Yeah, they're coming this way. They're smuggling them into Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri for sure. I don't know how many other states, Nebraska. That's where they're bringing them into. But anyway, no reason given except maybe to inconvenience people. Well, it's rewilding America. If this guy would really get out his computer, go look up the Wildlands Project, he could see in black and white it's not a conspiracy. I mean, do it. If you're listening, do it. Go to the Wildlands Project. It's all part of the Biodiversity Treaty. And that's part of Agenda 21. Look up those three things, and you'll find out exactly why this is taking place. He says, apparently when cougar populations go up, it's because of government conspiracies and not, say, more plentiful food supplies thanks to a declining in hunting. I didn't know that we were declining in hunting. They're not killing as many cougars. That's why they have to trap them and haul them back here, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. Because I'm going to take a commercial break. But, hey, these things are causing a whole heap of bunch of trouble in California. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. The New York Times report, this is going to be the year the world learns to live with a cheaper dollar. Well, what will that mean for your stocks, bonds, real estate, and gold? Well, if you want to win the game, you've got to know the score. And believe me, my friends at Swiss America know the score when it comes to investing. Since 2000, their clients, like myself, have enjoyed great asset protection, privacy, and as much as 230% growth by owning quality U.S. gold and silver coins. See how your portfolio stacks up in Swiss America's brand new investment scorecard. You can do that free by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Remember, to win the game, you've got to know the score. So get the scorecard today. That includes 2005 projections like a shrinking dollar. Please get it, read it, and take action now. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. This coming Saturday, January the 22nd, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale at the Milan Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell has a nice run of cows consigned to sell this Saturday, including a 30-head string of black and black baldies. They're 4 years old and older, bred to Angus bulls. March calvers from the Bauermeister Farms, along with a 50-head string from Gray Farms that'll start calving in February. Ardent Farms have offered 40 black and black baldy 4 to 6 year old cows that'll calve in February, along with 35 3 and 4 year olds that are open. Johnson Farms are selling 30 red white face good young cows, and Bennett will be in with 20 black and red white faces. They have babies by their sides. Ayers Farms, Idle Farms, and Jackson Farms will also be selling some top offerings. They'll be early spring calvers. These are just a few of the offerings that'll be selling at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday, January the 22nd. That's at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, fishing will do a lot for a man, but it won't make him truthful. Derry Brownfield!
Okay, I didn't know that bumper was going to come up about truthful fishermen. I have to change my routine here just a little bit. We'll be back to the cougars in just a moment or two, but here's a fish story that you need to know about. Now, this fellow, his name is Carl English, and Newfoundland. And I used to know a person from Newfoundland, and she used to say, it is not Newfoundland, it is Newfoundland. So from here on, I will call this Newfoundland. But he was fishing there. He likes to eat Atlantic salmon, and he had to plead guilty to illegally catching and possessing the fish. Now, what this amounted to was conservation officers were tipped off that a local river was being netted. It seized a net and 15 salmon from Mr. English's home. Mr. English, who lives next to two salmon rivers, said that everyone in the Doyles, that's the name of the town, takes advantage of the abundant fish. We do it every year. We've been eating fish here our whole lives. But anyway, I guess he wasn't supposed to use a net. I don't know. He was fined $3,700. The interesting thing is, the judge, Judge Donald Luther, ordered the fishermen to stay away from inland waters and stay away from eating Atlantic salmon. Did you see that? See this article, Jeff? Mr. English said, but if I go into a restaurant and order a meal, I can't see it being a breach of my probation. He said, if I get a feed of salmon, I'm going to eat it. No judge is going to tell me what I can and what I cannot eat. Anyhow, that's enough of the story. But just to show you how some of these judges are, then they had several other opinions on this and said that they can't keep him from eating salmon at a restaurant. But this judge is already fining $3,700 and says he can't eat salmon for 3 years. So anyhow, for whatever it's worth. Now let's go back to this cougar thing. Remember, I have a new candidate for the stupidest conspiracy theory ever. This week, Derry Brownfield insinuated that the government was smuggling mountain lions into Idaho and other western states. No, I didn't say that. I said they're catching them out there and bringing them back east. And this is exactly what's going on. As we have stated before, mountain lions don't run in packs like wolves. Mountain lions kill one another. You know a little bit about tomcat, about cat fights? Okay. They have a territory. They stake out a territory, and they're going to fight. As soon as their young ones get big enough to leave home, mama runs them off so she can have some more. And the tomcats fight the same way. They have to have a territory. They move out of there. If somebody else moves in, they have to either whoop them off or move out themselves. So these cats come to town. And that's when they become a problem. Now, this is from Palo Alto, California. Police roamed the streets and school officials warned parents after two mountain lions were spotted in Palo Alto, including one hanging out in a tree in the middle of a residential area. That doesn't sound good, does it? The two sightings were the latest in a series of unwelcome visits by mountain lions to Palo Alto, where a police officer shot a cougar last spring. City naturalist. Now, why would a city have a naturalist, huh? Anyway, they have more money to spend there, so they hired this naturalist, Deborah Bartons. She said there has been more than 25 reports of cougars being spotted in Palo Alto in the past year. She says nearly a dozen have come in the more populated parts of the city. Before that, she said, in the 23 years that she's been there, she says there were no cougars in Palo Alto. So what happens here, and this, I cannot prove this, but this is my theory, and I don't think it's really a conspiracy. I think if we really delved into it, we could get facts and figures on this, because the government says no, they don't have anything about it. In fact, for years, they denied the fact that people were seeing cougars in the Midwest. And then they started getting run over by cars and people killing them, and then, well, they are cougars here, okay? But anyhow, I think they trapped these cougars that are causing trouble, like in Palo Alto. They were hanging around in a tree in someone's backyard. And I'm not going into the details of this story, but one person had two little kids right next door there, and she said, I don't let my kids outside. I don't like to go outside. Well, anyhow, if they trap these things, what do you do with them? You bring them to Iowa. You bring them to Illinois. You bring them to Missouri, and you kick them out here so that one of these days we'll have cougars hanging in trees in our backyard. Now, in Mandara, North Dakota, Jarrett Johnson says mountain lions are taking a bite out of his horse herd. He runs about 200 horses northwest of Mandara, on Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. And he said out of the 200 horses, his horse hurt. He's lost 50 horses so far. And he said it's really hurting his income. He says most of the horses killed have been colts and a few mares. His colts disappear without a trace. He said mountain lions cover and bury the remains of their kill. So you don't often see what's left. I was with a friend in Colorado And he said, I didn't see the calf, but he said that they were riding along in the Colorado Rockies, and he said there was one of his calves hanging about 20 feet up in a pine tree. You know, that calf didn't hit that tree and bounce up there. And anyway, the animals are causing some pretty drastic problems across the nation. 10 years ago today, 10 years ago today, the first 8 travel-weary wolves stepped out of its cage into Yellowstone National Park. They were travel-weary when they got there. The return of one of the region's top predators, now numbering up to 900, may be altering everything from elk behavior to tree growth and beaver populations. Ranchers manage their livestock differently, and some face wrenching losses. Hunters now pursue wolf-spooked elk. So says Warren Cornwall, Seattle Times staff reporter. Let's move over to an Associated Press article. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services officers have killed all but one of the wolves in the Owl Creek wolf pack after a string of livestock killings in the Meteetse area left 6 cattle and 1 horse dead. This is close to Worland, Wyoming. The pack was first recognized as 3 adults, 1 female and 2 males, one of which was collared. When a cow was killed last January, one of the males was removed, leaving 1 collared male and a female. An adult male wolf and another male, which had not been noticed before, was shot on January the 9th, leaving the 1 female. Another calf was killed in June. By this time, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had recorded the wolf pair had 4 pups. Now, what we don't know is how many livestock they killed in between there, because you know they didn't go from January to June without a meal. See, it's just like the cattle disappear. I was talking to a Colorado rancher here a while back, and he runs a lot of cows, but last year he came up 40 calves short. Now, you know, who knows where they went? And they've told me this years and years ago, you know, you hear a cow bawling on the mountain. So you go up there, she's got a tight bag, calf's gone, no trace of the calf. Well, what happened to it? Nobody knows. You don't know how many cattle these wolves have killed, but these are the ones that they have identified, okay? Anyway, another calf was killed in June. By that time, the Fish and Wildlife Service had recorded the wolf pair had 4 pups. Another cow was killed in November, which resulted in the removal of the 2 pups. The livestock kills continued into December when another cow was killed, at which time the remaining pups were removed. Later in the month, we had a horse go down. Nearly 30 wolves have been removed from Wyoming over the last year. Now, you go back and you read these reports as to, you know, it's such a shame that our settlers, when they moved west, just destroyed the wolves. And not necessarily west. There was wolves all over the United States. One of the incidents where we have recorded that people were killed by wolves, I believe it was in either Kentucky or Tennessee. But these 2 colored gentlemen were walking at night. I'm just making this story as I go because I don't have the figures in here, but I have it. I can go back and look it up in my files. It's an old newspaper clipping, and they knew wolves were out there, and they carried axes because blacks were not allowed to carry guns in those days. And they were attacked by these wolves. And one of the men were killed and totally eaten overnight. The other guy went up a tree and stayed there until the wolves were gone. But anyway, hey, that's why we eliminated the wolves in the first place. But as I have stated time and time again on this show, if you walk contrary to me, I will loose the wild beasts of the field among you, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your livestock, and make you few, so that your road shall be deserted. Leviticus 26.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN daily, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Turn. Let's go to the telephones. Clyde in Missouri. Hi, Clyde. You're on the air.
Hi, Derek. How are you? Hey, I listen to you quite often, and I've just been waiting for you to get on this bobcat scene again. I have a farm not too far from you. I'm from Jeff City. We have a farm down in Chemoy, Missouri. And about 3 weeks ago on a Wednesday night, it was about 18 degrees out. I was down there bow hunting, and I stuck a deer, a doe that I tracked it for a few hours and jumped it, left it go for a few more hours. Anyhow, I tracked it till about 10:30 that night, and our farm runs on the Missouri River bluffs, and it had gone down in toward the river bottom. I don't know if you're familiar with the St. Albert Island area.
Well, not really. I'm upstream from you.
Yeah, you are. Well, anyhow, it had went down in that area. And I jumped it again about 10:30, and it was about 40 yards from me, so I left her go and decided to wait till the next morning to go look for her. I stayed down there, got up the next morning at daybreak and started looking for her and couldn't find her, and got on a start, and where I saw her last, she looked like she'd go no farther than that, and I actually found a couple spots in the leaves where she had looked like kicked around, maybe dying, and I couldn't find any blood leaving that area, and I looked and looked. And finally I kind of got focused in on one of those spots of leaves, and I found some hair there, and I got to looking, and I was about ready to leave thinking I wasn't going to find this deer, and I kind of brushed the leaves around, and it was buried under those leaves. And I told my brother I couldn't have buried that deer any better myself with the leaves. And We've never had any sightings of anything like that down there, and I've had a lot of deer that I've shot and found the next day that weren't bothered with. This particular doe had its neck chewed into a little bit, and underneath about where its milking bag was chewed out with some guts hanging there. And anyhow, I just had several people tell me that sounded like the behavior of a cat, and I don't know if it was or not. I'd never thought about it. I thought the coyotes had did it, and I had some people bring it to my attention. They thought it was
No, coyotes leave them lay.
Yeah, and I've had coyotes do that to deer. You know, they're just more of a scavenger where they eat.
The coyotes will also start in between the hind legs, usually. They'll eat from the north end to the southbound.
Uh-huh. Well, a place that I thought about, I honestly believe that whatever it was found that deer before it had died, and it chewed into its neck, possibly did kill it. But anyhow, I went back down there about 3 o'clock and decided to put a game camera out on it. After I brushed it out of the leaves, I rolled it over and looked at it a little bit, and I just thought it was a coyote kill and paid no more attention
Very
to it.
Very quickly, we're going to run out of time.
Okay.
Go ahead, keep going.
Anyhow, I put a game camera on it for 5 days and left it there and never came back. And when I went back down there on Monday to get it and check it out, that deer had never been touched. And I had nothing on the camera but a chicken hawk one day.
You know, when you came on, you said bobcats, but you're talking about cougars, really.
I'm steering more toward cougars. I was told that bobcats prey on smaller game.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks for the conversation. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Jerry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. The last oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50 plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells a 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Well, the airlines are having their problems. Several of them are just ready to take bankruptcy. At least a couple of them are. I watched a piece on, I believe it was Fox last night, but it was on one of the networks, and they were talking about how another airline or two is going to have to go broke before there will be any profitable airlines. And then they went into the fact that some of these small carriers are actually making a profit. But they're doing all sorts of things to try to get people to fly. One of the comments that they made was most flights, the average flight is only, I believe it was 62% or something, down in the 60% bracket full. And, you know, there's a lot of people that feel towards airports like I do. I like the airlines fine. It's the airports that I don't want to be around. But anyway, Midwest Airlines has announced a new program just yesterday that gives pets a free round-trip ticket for every 3 domestic round-trip flights they take with their owners. So here's what it amounts to. The promotion follows a similar promotion announced the week before by United Airlines, which is offering pet owners 1,200 bonus miles on up to 2 round-trip tickets when they fly with their pets before May 27th. Now, I didn't know you could fly with your pet. I thought they had to put the pet in a box and leave him in the back of the airplane or something. But anyway, you know, I guess they call that flying with your pets. Pets fly round trip with their owners on Midwest for $150. That's round trip, or one way, $75. Now, this would be good for the conservation department when they want to bring their cougars in. They could fly out there, make a pet out of their cougar, and fly him one way back here for 75 buckaroos. And they can't drive that little green pickup that far for that and do it in near the length of time. So that would save the state money, and it would make it a lot nicer on the cougar, and everybody would be happy. But I just thought I would throw that in for whatever it's worth. Now, I have 2 minutes, and I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to go into this sixth congressman that could run the country. Now, this is a little bit on the frightening side, but the House, on January the 9th, passed what some are calling a doomsday provision that would allow a few lawmakers to run Congress if a major disaster killed or incapacitated large numbers of congressmen. Now, the House has passed this thing, apparently. That doesn't mean the Senate has passed it. That doesn't mean it's even in the Senate. I don't know where it is in the Senate or if it exists there. But GOP House leaders, I thought they were the conservative people that followed the Constitution. GOP House leaders pushed a provision as a part of a larger rules package. Usually it takes 218 lawmakers, a majority of the 435 members of Congress, to conduct House business, such as passing laws or declaring war. But under the new rule, a majority of living congressmen no longer will be needed to do business under catastrophic circumstances. Instead, a majority of the congressman able to show up at the House would be enough to conduct business. Now, you've heard, and we've seen this done, a congressman cannot be arrested while Congress is in session. You cannot arrest a congressman while Congress is in session. And the reason is because back in the early days, if they wanted to pass a bill and someone was against it, they'd trump up a charge, have him arrested, keep him till the vote, and then release him, see? So they can't do that. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen here. Instead, a majority of congressmen able to show up at the House would be enough to conduct business. Lawmakers unable to make it to the chamber would not be counted as congressmen. Not make it to the chamber so they can go on without them. So, hey, if a half a dozen congressmen wanted to do this, they could do it if this ever became law. Now, I can't believe it would become law, but look at what is in the minds of these evil people. You see, the Constitution definitely says House vacancies must be filled by special elections. Anyway, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.